And what it's done is it's just presented an unbelievable buying opportunity for those paying attention. Is like when you look at ES Gold, is we've come off quite a bit here, but we've $20 million in the bank. We're well capitalized to move forward to go into production this year. We have our exploration program, like planning like late spring, early summer here. We've never been stronger. So when I came on, the goal was always we were going to start with a 500 ton per day capacity, make money, and then upgrade to 1,000 ton per day. We saw an opportunity, like gold and silver were moving up. We saw an opportunity to raise more money to go straight to 1,000 ton per day. This way we can turn on, we don't need to stop.
Gordon, where's the hole in all of this? I'm poking. Where's the hole?
Well, it comes down to execution, right? Like we have the money, we know what our business plan is. We're
Yep.
building, we're order, because that's what it comes down to, is the business plan is solid. A lot of work's been gone into this, and now we need to come true on these milestones that we've set up for ourselves, right? Like with that
So I'm
is
betting on
you
you. I'm really
bet you're
betting
betting on me, right? And it comes down to betting on me, betting on the team.
on you.
And like you can see, we just brought in an unbelievable new CFO because we're putting the right people in place as we ramp up towards production.
Gordon Robb, ES Gold Corp. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. It's good to see you, bud.
It's always good to see you and get caught up. Crazy market, no? We have some volatility here, man. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know what? When you look at it's presented an unbelievable opportunity. Is gold and silver were running this? I would say war is bad in the short term, is always short term pain, but more money in defense spending, bit higher deficits. This is ultimately good for gold in the long run. Good for gold, good for silver. We're not going to see that go away, even though we're seeing a little bit of a blip right now. And what it's done is it's just presented an unbelievable buying opportunity for those paying attention. Is like when you look at ES Gold, is we've come off quite a bit here, but we've $20 million in the bank. We're well capitalized to move forward to go into production this year. We have our exploration program, like planning like late spring, early summer here. We've never been stronger, and we're selling off on market fundamentals. So the people reacting to a knee-jerk reaction on a gold price. So like for those paying attention, this is a great opportunity to get
It's a
involved
gift.
in not just ES Gold, but other companies too. Like this is for those paying attention to this sector that have been around for 10 years, that have been banging their heads against the wall, that think they missed the entry opportunity. Well, you just got it. So
Yeah, it's another gift. We were talking offline. It's almost like, and again, to all my viewers and listeners, this is just Rob and I talk, and this is not investment advice or a prediction here. But we were talking about you just set up a dartboard and good to great companies, just pick good to great companies and just start throwing darts, and you got a good chance of doing well. So,
You got to take advantage of those knee-jerk reactions from the market, right? Like
yeah.
people are calling me saying gold's selling off, and it's like, okay, yeah, but it's still above 4,000. For years we were waiting for it to go above 1,800, then it was $2,000 was the marker, and then it was 2,100, and now we're sitting at 4,000 saying, oh, gold's done. It's like, what
That
are
was a
we
year ago.
when you look at the big picture here, is we're going to be into production with gold over $4,000. Like if it stays above 3,000, we're printing money, right? And if it stays above 2,000, we're in great shape. And we're sitting here having conversations about silver falling to $67. Like we are in great shape in the precious metals. There's still a significant demand for these. And ES Gold is lined up to capitalize that with a monetizing facility being built, aiming for production this year. Is when I really look at it is, yeah, short-term pain. You look at the screen, there's red, especially last week. And I had a conversation with my board, and it's like, oh, we're in really good shape. So still, like, all things considered, we're very happy where we are.
Well, then, well, let's talk about that. You raised a bunch of money at really at the right time at the that's what so congratulations to that, and congratulations, and to all my viewers and listeners, I am a shareholder, and ES Gold is a sponsor to Natural Resource Stocks, just full disclosure on all of that. But you've set up stuff really, or things are being set up, and talk a little bit about that for you guys going into production. Hopefully, when I say hopefully, there's always flies in the ointment, but hopefully in the late summer, early fall. Tell us about the things that you're setting up and that road, if you would.
So when I came on, the goal was always we were going to start with a 500 ton per day capacity, make money, and then upgrade to 1,000 ton per day. We saw an opportunity, like gold and silver were moving up. We saw an opportunity to raise more money to go straight to the 1,000 ton per day. This way we can turn on, we don't need to stop. So we were having this conversation internally, and it was like, okay, if we're going to do this, we need to do this now. And it puts us in a very strong position to build out the full 1,000 ton per day facility and not have to pause for an upgrade. Is we had to make the decision quickly because equipment needs to be ordered. Things need to be installed. This doesn't push back our timeline. So we're very confident with the decision we made, and then it worked out incredibly well that we're well capitalized right before this little bit of a tinge. I know that there's been some other companies that are having some financing issues right now as they try to ramp up towards summer exploration programs. But we're well funded for our exploration program as well as completing the 1,000 ton per day facility.
Yeah, and you will be cash flowing here third quarter of this year of 26, is that correct?
That's the goal. Yeah. So, like I said, all things considered. So we have equipment is ordered, equipment's on its way. We had some arrive on site, so we're slowly piecing everything together. The building's done. We need to do a little bit of infrastructure work just on one of the tailings piles just to make sure that we're ready to go. But right now there's a lot of people plugging away on site where it's a very busy operation, and we're doing it's two paths right now, right? We're ramping up for an exploration program as well. We're waiting for those permits to come in. We're expecting them to be in here relatively soon with the first hole late spring, and as simultaneously ramping up towards production. So an
I can
explorer
only
producer,
imagine. That's crazy.
it's busy. We're not sleeping a lot, I can confidently say that, but like nothing worth having comes easy. Things are hard for a reason, and we're very, very happy about the strength of ES Gold right now, moving into some very exciting milestones in 2026.
Yeah, well, and let me just talk for a second. I mean, I look at it like this. You're sitting on such a great cash position, but then you have production that is going to be coming, or theoretically is going to be coming, or in the process, I should say, of coming here in the third quarter. That's the goal, and everything's being set up for that. And then you have such a enormous upside of exploration. And Gordon, you and I have talked about this several times when I've had you on the show. I really wish more companies would do it like this. And it's curious to me why don't they? Meaning going into producing to get cash flow positive, and then you have so much optionality after that. But why don't more companies do that? I'm curious.
So there's a few answers to this question, right? Now, I will say that ES Gold is in a very solid position, but we're not new, right? Like this business plan has been worked on for about 15 years of drilling, permitting, getting to that position of infrastructure where we're this close. Now, companies that don't want to go or don't go necessarily go for cash flow first is because they don't have that optionality. Right? They're not in a position where they can sink a bunch of money into permitting and infrastructure to get into that point where they're starting to produce and then funding for their exploration. There are great examples of companies that have done it before, but it's because of the situation that they're in. And then at the same time, is fewer companies actually look at this as a business model because this market's been broken for so long, right? Is you get rewarded on drill results, so we're going to drill. You talk to companies, it's okay, well, I have 1 million ounces. Great. What are you doing this summer? We're going to drill more. And because they're building it up to be taken out, right? Rather than building out a business, they're building
Building
out an attractive property. But when you have, I don't know, 4,000 exploration companies and they're all doing the same thing, well, these mid-tiers and majors, they have you're throwing a dart and seeing who you're going to pick. You're trying to win a lottery based on a deposit. Yeah, like there's a lot of great deposits out there. There's a lot that will be bought out. But if you can generate your own cash flow, build a business, then you're self-sustaining.
Yeah.
We have the opportunity. These tailings are on surface. It's incredibly low processing costs. Our infrastructure's in place. We have been work we worked on permits for a long period of time to get to this position. So we are in a very enviable position to be in a cash flowing position this year. Now, that didn't come with no work. It's not that, oh, we're going to start producing. It's a lot has to come along with that. This isn't 1930s when you find a vein on surface, you start pouring gold. But it's taken us a long time to get to where we are, and we're going to take advantage of that situation.
Yeah, that's excellent. Speaking about this, I wish and hope to see you on your first gold pour. I hope to be a part of that. But let's talk about here then going through then to through the take me through the rest of the year here. Things that in my mind and from what I understand, being as an investor, things are being ramped up really right now, and that's really the focus to get in production. And then what is what I would say.
Oh, so ramping up and getting to production is the first priority, right? But on top of that, we're also planning. So when we have this cash flow, it's always been a two-phase approach. Phase one, generate cash flow through the tailings reprocessing. Phase two, further exploration on the property. So we are ramping up our maiden drill campaign for late spring, early summer this year. And it's about testing a few of these anomalies we found with the geophysics. Right. That way, when we have the cash flow next year, we're not going in blind. We're able to build on targets that we've drilled. So it's about a step-by-step process on the exploration side. But coupled with that, we just started another ANT survey. The first one was about 10 square kilometers, trying to get an idea. We were able to model this. We found structure down to 1,200 meters at depth, but model it down to 900 meters. We found different anomalies, fault lines, lithological contacts, all great testing targets. So we really stepped out. This new ANT is 70 square kilometers. We're really trying to get an idea of that entire portion of the property. And as soon as we released that 3D model, we staked additional clamps to the north or to the south and to the north because we got cut off. So we really are trying to explore and understand this system. We're doing a lot of work. So when we have the funding for a serious drill campaign, that we're well prepared. It's all about building targets, understanding the geological footprint and what's going on beneath our feet. So when we start generating revenue from these tails, that we're well funded to poke meaningful holes.
Yeah, I love the plan actually, and again, I've alluded to this. I wish more exploration companies would operate this way, but it's that's easy to say. That's very easy to say, and it's hard to be in that position. So you're in a very enviable position. But I also got to give you some feedback. It's like you're, and I mean this like with respect and admiration. You're beginning to run this like almost like a small to mid-tier producer here. This is exactly what they do. I'm just looking at my book of business right now that I invest in, and this is what that looks like. Go ahead.
Well, and that's the plan, right? Is that they're small and mid-tier producer run the same way because they're small and mid-tier producers, and that's what we're aiming to be, right?
Yeah,
Is the
that's
one
exciting. That's really
it
exciting.
is like people talk to me about mining costs. I was like, well, mining costs are nothing because we're not mining. Like, this is material that's on surface, right? So we're sitting at around $35 a ton on processing costs because it's there.
Yeah.
Like, we're able to take advantage of that. Tailings have always been iffy, but when they're done properly, like these tailings that are sitting on surface, that we've done the metallurgical work, we've done the drilling, we know the tonnage. There's a lot of work that's gone into getting to where we are today. And then on top of that, there's the existing surface crown pillar that we're looking forward to getting into as well, right? So like we're this drill campaign is going to be split between step out holes and
Yeah.
that surface crown pillar where we have a historic resource.
Yeah.
And because the monetizing facility is on site, every ounce we find is a potential production ounce. Is we don't need to string together 1.5 million, 2 million ounces to justify building a facility because it's already there. If we
So,
can, yeah, put together small tonnage at a time, like we're in that production zone where we continue to add as we go. Very pleased with how things are working out right now.
and so am I. And I'm interrupting somewhat, but I try to find the hole. Gordon, where's the hole in all of this? I'm poking. Where's the hole?
Well, it comes down to execution, right? Like we have the money, we know what our business plan is. We're building, we're ordered because that's what it comes down to is the business plan is solid. A lot of work's been gone into this, and now we need to come true on these milestones that we've set up for ourselves, right? Like with that
So I'm
is
betting on you. I'm really
Bet,
glad.
you're betting on me, right? And that's it comes down to betting on me, betting on the team. And like you can see, we just brought in an unbelievable new CFO because we're putting the right people in place as we ramp up towards production. So getting the right people in place here to make sure that we execute on what we're saying, do what we say we're gonna do. And like I said earlier, we're not sleeping much, right? Like we're very committed. We know the stakes here. This is like our founder, Paul, has been on this for about 15 years through a private co, through another pub co. He's maintained control of this asset, and we were talking this morning, and it's do or die. Like we have what we need to get this done. And as of right now, things are moving in the right direction. Global instability is always forefront. I've never cared more about global shipping routes in my life. But this is the reality that we're in. So we're well insulated, taking all the steps available to us to make sure that we get our equipment on time, get it installed, and that we're pouring.
That's fantastic. Well, Gordon, I want to be on your pour. I want to be there on site with you. We've talked about that on your pour. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta. It's going to be a huge group. To all my viewers and listeners, more information will be coming out of that within the next week. Gordon, if people want to start doing due diligence on you, if they want to buy you and trade you, which all of them already have, but if they want to buy you and trade you, how do they do that?
Oh, go to our website, esgold.com. Canadian ticker's ESAU, America ESAUF on the OTCQB. But reach out to me. I'm more than happy to have a conversation, answer any questions anybody may have, right? And talk general gold markets and specifics. This is what we do. We're very committed to getting this going, and I'm more than happy to have that conversation in depth with anyone that wants to have it.
And I'll attest to that. Gordon's very receptive to me, and I've texted him 9 a.m. my time, 6 to 6 a.m. his time, and he's like, "Well, I can do this, but I'm in my gym clothes." So, let's have you on here again before our conference here in the next 30 days or so. I'd love to chat with you and just get an update.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, we got a there'll be a lot to update on as we continue to move forward. So, good luck,
All right,
Robert.
brother. Look forward to it, man. We'll see you soon.
Look forward. Yeah, cheers.